Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, JT here with the wonderful Mr. Lee, and it's that time of year, Mr. Lee.
It certainly is, JT. It is the best season of the whole year, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I've been looking forward to this episode for so long. Actually, I've been looking forward to this for about 8 years. It's been a very long time.
It's going to be good or bad for me. I don't know which one yet.
Mr. Lee, this is redemption, okay? I'm telling you now, I'm ready. But no, look, love the Oscars. It's something we've always enjoyed, haven't we? Because never know what you're going to get.
No, exactly right. It could be lots of different surprises that we did not see coming. And, you know, because we've had so many, we've had BAFTAs, we've had the SAG Awards, we don't know what's going to happen. And this is what is leading up to everything, basically, is the Oscars.
Well, this is the 97th Academy Awards, 97 awards ceremonies. That's crazy, isn't it? And this is our Oscars special here on Talkin' Flicks. We're going to go through all the nominees very soon. We're going to cast our predictions, myself and Grant. And then next week, we'll see who comes out with bragging rights.
And I hope it's me.
we'll have to. I reckon what we should do, we'll make a little bet here, Mr. Lee.
Okay, what's the bet?
I'll tell you about that in just a minute, okay? Before we get into the nominations, all right, I'm going to lay it out and we'll see whether you accept the mission, I suppose.
You've got me worried.
No, you'll be all right. I'm sure you'll be okay. Of course, the Oscars are on Monday, our time. You can catch it on Channel 7, 10:30 for the pre-ceremony, the red carpet. So if you want to see all the glitz and glam of the Oscars and all the guys decked down in their suits and the ladies in their frocks, 10:30 it gets underway. Then from 11, the ceremony. And, it should be really good, Mr. Lee, because we don't know what to expect. Hosted by Conan O'Brien for the very first time, and as we're discussing off the podcast, it could be the poison chalice, really, couldn't it?
Yes, because so many people have been asked to do it, and they won't, because this could either make or break someone's career. And over the years, one of the ones that have actually done a fantastic job over the 97 years was Bob Hope. He actually hosted 19 times.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's incredible. Very good. And we mentioned as well, Billy Crystal, another one that he had quite a successful run. We've had people like Whoopi Goldberg, Amy Schumer, who I thought was very good. And Jimmy Kimmel, he was one of my favourites.
He was one of mine too. Yeah, because he's actually hosted 3 times now. So I think he's actually quite clever in what he does. And you don't forget Neil Patrick Harris, the year he did it in 2015. He was actually really good because he can do everything.
Dancing. He can. And very funny too, because it's about having that balance, isn't it? You want to have, you want to be able to present, but also have a bit of humour. It's those jokes that you throw in into your little sets, you know, the roasting you do. It's so important you get it right. So you kind of want someone who has a bit of humor about them.
Yeah. And one person we cannot forget to mention is Hugh Jackman, an Aussie hosting the American Awards. That's pretty big.
That was massive.
It was. And he did a really great performance. That was in 2009, so a few years ago. So,
And he was back in the mix again for this year. He and Ryan Reynolds, there was talk that they could be doing some hosting, but no, it was Conan who got the gig. And also, how can we forget to Chris Rock? That'll go down in Oscars history as...
It certainly will.
I'm sure Will Smith won't forget it either.
No.
I'm sure Will would prefer Conan O'Brien. So that was what a moment that was. But no, we've got some great nominees up for the 97th Academy Awards. With 13 noms, Mr. Lee, we've got to talk about Emilia Perez. Wow. Mm. And for a non-English film too.
Which is pretty big.
Is it going to sweep the floor? Is it going to sweep the floor? Or because I can tell you now, when we get to our predictions, I don't know about you, but I'm I don't think that Emilia Perez will be featuring too much in mine. 13 noms, though, that's pretty impressive.
It is. And you know what? Even though, yes, it's got 13 nominations, doesn't mean it's going to walk away with one or 13. So no. I just don't know. Apparently it's very, very good. I haven't seen it as yet. But, yeah, everyone's saying it is brilliant. But is it as good as what they're saying? Because there's been a few upsets over the last few months. You know, look at Demi Moore with The Substance.
Yep.
She took SAG out during the week, yesterday actually. And she also took out the Golden Globe, well, BAFTAs, one of them. She took them out.
Now, there's the Golden Globe. Picked up a Golden Globe after 40 years in the biz. Wow, that's...
Yes.
Very impressive. She had to wait a long time for it. And she is also up for an Oscar. We'll get to that shortly as well. So there's a lot to unpack here. Also for 10 awards, The Brutalist and Wicked. Mm. Oh, both great movies.
Oh, absolutely. But did you know The Brutalist just goes under 4 hours and it has a built-in intermission in the movie?
And this is why I think it deserves... I think, a film they did for under 10 mil. So, you know, to have a film go that long under 10 mil, you're hoping that it picks up, you know, some awards. Adrian Brody, there's lots of hype around him.
Yes.
You know, could it be his year? You know, so, yeah, I don't know. The Brutalist, you got to think, could do quite well. The Wicked, that was one of the biggest movies of the year. I think cinematography was just stunning, absolutely stunning.
And costume as well. Costume was huge. Like, that was unbelievable what they did. And, yeah, as you said, everything about that movie was dramatic.
And how can we forget the soundtrack? Now, it was unfortunate that you were away when Duncan and I reviewed the film. Duncan went along to see it, and he raved about the soundtrack, how good it was. It was, absolutely pinpoint. So we'll see whether or not Wicked gets a run a bit later on in our noms. No doubt that will be down for original score, and we'll see whether or not either myself or Grant Lee have predicted Wicked to take out an award. What do you think, Mr. Lee? Come on, you're going to...
Saying anything. You've got to wait until we start predicting. And I will be writing down, JT, putting that next to what you've picked, so there's no swapsies over the week.
And another name too, Mr. Lee, your mate.
Shalamai.
Good old Timothy.
Shalamai.
You know, there's a bit of talk around him as well.
Yes.
We don't know.
There is. Well, he got a SAG for Best Actor
yesterday. Oh, I know what's going on. I bet you changed.
Monday.
Because after the SAGs, you went back through with your red pen, didn't you? Got your borrow out and you started.
I certainly did. You know me too well.
Oh, my goodness. I'm getting nervous now. Okay. Anyway, we'll get to that soon. Let's unpack a bit about the ceremony now. When we look at some interesting things about it, Mr. Lee, let's talk about some of the rules, just so that some of our listeners understand how these nominees are chosen and the criteria they've got to go through to be eligible. And it all comes down to a 12-month period.
Correct. So opening starts from midnight, January 1, to midnight at the end of December 31. So movies must play within that year, and they've got to play for 7 consecutive days to qualify. Now, the only ones that don't have to qualify for that is Best International Feature Film, Best Documentary Feature, and Short Film categories. They're the only ones that don't qualify for that. So that means anything that, you know, a streaming service or anyone like that, it has to play. I knew it had to play in the cinema to have paying customers come, but I didn't realise it was actually 7 days. So consecutive days, that is. So that's good.
Now, the Oscars, when we look at it, we look like, you know, they've got a little base plate on it. We're thinking their names on it. Well, that's not quite the case, is it?
No, and this is something I found really interesting as well, JT. I actually didn't realise the base plates are actually blank. And until 2010, so basically from day one to 2010, the winners actually had to return the statues back to the Academy and then wait several weeks for them to actually have their names transcribed onto it. and then they were handed back, where now they actually go to the governor's ball, and that's where they actually get it all engraved on the night. So that's great news. You don't have to wait. You can actually keep your eye on your statue.
I guess it's one of those things where you wouldn't want the cat getting out of the bag, would you? With an award ceremony this big. Imagine that if somebody went and leaked all the winners. There'd be no point having a ceremony, realistically. So, yeah.
And funny you should say that, because the very first Oscars, which was held in 1929, it actually... they released all the names 3 months ahead of schedule, so they actually told the winners. But then what they did was, over the few years, they actually would give it to the newspapers, but sometimes they'd publish them earlier before the actual Oscars were on. Ooh. So they did get leaked. And then, yeah, so a lot of things they've had to keep quiet until the night, and that's why now they have... is it Price Waterhouse that actually hold the envelopes in a locked briefcase? They hand them out one by one to them, unless they stuff up like that one year when it was La La Land.
Oh, wasn't that bad? Wow. Yeah,
that was.
It's one of those things you don't want to get wrong as well. So, yeah, so it's going to be a big night. Some big names to present and perform. Likes of Halle Berry, Willem Dafoe, Robert Downey Jr., Whoopi Goldberg, we mentioned earlier, she will be there to present. Selena Gomez, Goldie Hawn, Scarlett Johansson, Amy Poehler, Ben Stiller, Emma Stone, Oprah. Yeah, it's going to be a big night with those names there. And performances too. Well, with a movie like Wicked, it would be a shame not to have Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande with one of the biggest soundtracks of the year not to perform. So they will be there, which is going to be great.
Which is good.
And you did say, Mr. Lee, off the podcast, that usually if they're invited to perform, you think there might be a little bit of, but you reckon there might be up for a golden gong maybe on the night.
Well, you never know. Like, you think, you know, why, which they were a big thing last year. It was a big album. That was, the music was great, but it just seems very odd, isn't it? So, but the funny thing is, I don't think I've picked it. But anyway, we'll see when we get to that part. So,
okay. Yeah. Let me just cross that out there. No. Yeah, no, don't you worry.
too funny.
Lisa Doja Cat and Ray, they'll be performing their new song, Born Again, Queen Latifah, the Los Angeles Master Chorale. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. And Michael Bearden as well, who's the musical director and conductor, he'll be there with the orchestra as well. So going to be an awesome ceremony. Without further ado, Mr. Lee, I'm going to do it again. Let's get into these nominations and here we go. Let's do this. Let's make some magic and let's see who takes it. I've been waiting a long time to crunch you, Mr. Lee, so I'm thinking that this
might be... I know. And you know what? I have predicted for quite a few years now the best picture. And what I do here in Tamworth is I actually think the best picture is this. So I'll make sure I put it on Tuesday, Wednesday after the awards. And I have actually done that again this year because I thought this movie was going to be the best picture. So let's run through the movies that are up for it. There are 10. So we've got Wicked, The Substance, Nickel Boys, I'm Still Here, Emilia Perez, Dune Part 2, Conclave, A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora. So, JT. What
right,
have you
Mr. Lee, this was a tough one, but I can't go past it. I've got to give it to, as much as I would love to give it to Wicked, my answer for Best Picture, I'm locking in Anora.
Wow, that's interesting because that's one I've picked.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because, and if you have a look on our website, Anora is playing next Tuesday and Wednesday because I think it is too. It's going to be a toss-up between The Brutalist, which I know Conclave won Best Picture at the SAG and at the BAFTAs, or the Golden Globes, and it deserved to. It was very, very good, but it doesn't mean it's going to win at the Oscars. So.
No.
But Anora, I think so too.
And there's just been much talk about it, but the thing that fascinates me is that we had Anora and we spoke about it a few weeks back, and... you know, one of those movies that didn't really, you know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like one of those blink and you miss it type scenarios, but it's probably going to take out the Oscar. So, yeah, lots of talk about Anora, and, yeah, that there is Best Picture, both myself and Mr. Lee choosing that one. So we're one apiece at the moment, Mr. Lee. So let's see how we go with Best Actor, whether we can split it. And the nominees for Best Actor, Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice, Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, Coleman Domingo for Sing Sing, Timothy, hold on.
Chalamet.
For a complete unknown. And Adrian Brody for The Brutalist. Now, I don't know about you, Mr. Lee, but I think this is a two-horse race.
Yeah, I do too. I agree. I reckon between Adrian and that Timothy guy.
Chalamet.
That's him. I think it's those two. And I can't pick. I've actually picked Adrian. But I think between those two, one of them is going to win it for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go Adrian as well. I ummed and ahed. It was one of those things where I was actually going to do a last minute scratching on Timothy Chalamet because, I think he is the favorite though. Is he not?
Yeah, like, I do too. I think he is.
Yeah.
I think he is the favorite. So, yeah, but it'd be good for Adrian Brody to win it because The Brutalist, as I said, under 4 hours.
It's a long movie. Huge. But I think if Timothy
Chalamet
does win it, it will be because of this podcast, Mr. Lee, I guarantee.
It certainly will. And you know what? I'm looking forward to the day that we don't have to do the Chalamet anymore.
Oh, it's going to be around for a long time yet. So
Chalamet,
you just relax. All right, so well, we can't. This is not split yet. Hold on, this is not fair. I have a feeling. I have a feeling this is about to be 3 from 3 when we do the Best Actress and the nominees for Best Actress, Mr. Lee.
They are Cynthia Erivo for Wicked, Carla Sofia Gascon for Emilia Perez, Mikey Madison for Anora, Demi Moore for Substance, and Fernando Torres for I'm Still Here. And your pick, Jay?
Okay. Again, another one of these two-horse races. Mickey Madison, Anora. Now, this is one that I think is one to watch. She picked up Best Actress at the BAFTAs, so you could kind of lean that way. But Demi Moore, The Substance, that is getting my vote here. She picked up the Golden Globes. That could be a good indication. And when she did, this was a bit of her speech.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years. And this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor.
Yeah, so she was obviously very surprised. 40 years in the business, and I think she can go one better. And I think it's got to be an Oscar.
Well, if she does, it'll be 3 from 4 because she got it for the SAG as well. So, which I'm really pleased for her. And, you know, as you said, beating the business for over 40 years and not even being nominated, it's pretty big. So it could be her year.
Best Supporting Actor, the nominees are Jeremy Strong for The Apprentice, Guy Pearce in The Brutalist, Edward Norton, A Complete Unknown, Kieran Culkin, A Real Pain, and Yura Borisov in Anora. Mr. Lee, Best Supporting Actor?
Kieran Culkin.
Yes, that's the way I have gone as well.
Oh, no. That's now 4 from 4.
That is the way I've gone as well. Yeah. Again, same as Demi. The talk is he's a shoo-in for this award. He's the manic troubled backpacker. And they're saying he's going to take this comfortably. But if you wanted an upset, Yura Borisov from Anora. That could be the upset there. So.
But wouldn't it be good if Guy Pearce actually got it? Wouldn't that be nice, you know, an Aussie?
It would be great. He could be, you know, he could do a Stephen Bradbury. Anything's possible. There hasn't been, you know, the talk hasn't been with Guy, but they're saying, look, without a doubt, one of his best roles yet in The Brutalist. So could very well happen. So we will we'll wait and see on that one. So we're yet to split it after 4 awards, Mr. Lee. We may come down to a tiebreaker, so we may have to make up some awards to try and split this.
This is not good.
Right. Maybe in Best Supporting Actress. Let's see how we go. Best Supporting Actress, and the nominees are?
Zoe Zendaya for Emilia Perez, Isabella Rossellini for Conclave, Felicity Jones for The Bruceless, Andrea Grande for Wicked, and Monica Barbo for A Complete Unknown.
Now, and I'm thinking here, Miss Lee. I think let's both say it together because I think we're both going the same way.
I think we are.
On the count after of three. One, two, three. Zoe Saldana. Yes. Yes. So, let's just say the awards are done because I think...
Yeah, we've already announced the awards. They've got to win now. We've done it.
All right, Best Director. Now, generally, Mr. Lee, generally they say with the Best Director, whoever gets Best Picture is, you know, the Best Director is, it's a very clear indication. Okay, let's look at the nominees. Coralie Fargeet for The Substance, Jacques Ordegaard for Emilia Perez, James Mangold, A Complete Unknown, Brady Corbett, The Brutalist, and Sean Baker, Anora. I'm not sure what you think, Mr. Lee, but I'm thinking again, another two-horse race here.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think there is a clear winner.
Yeah, I can't pick between Sean and Brady. I think Sean's going to win it.
Yeah, I've gone Sean too. So I just think that obviously Anora picking up the... We're predicting Best Picture. I can tell you now, if Brady Corbett was to win it, then you're thinking Best Picture could go to The Brutalist. So,
yeah, you would. But in past, I have seen it where they've actually had different Best Picture and Best Director. It's been different.
It's been split, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Which you just look and go, well, if that's Best Picture, you'd think the Best Picture, the reason why it is, because of the director.
Yeah, well, again, Sean Baker or Brady Corbett, you're thinking one of those two will take it, but our money is on Sean Baker. Best International Feature, let's do the nominees for this one, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, we've got Flo, The Seed of the Sacred Fig, Emilia Perez, The Girl with the Needle, and I'm Still Here, which has had a few Oscar noms as well. And my pick, which I think
should we do? Yeah, should we make this lock? Well, I would both say it together. One, two, three. I'm still here. Yes, yes. And that's... Well, we both got the same memo, obviously. So.
Yeah, we both have. Yeah. Yeah, your research has been really on the mark this week.
Well, usually this is not how it goes, Mr. Lee. Usually it's all over the shop. So, you look at this and you go, you could be thinking Emilia Perez, but no, I think I'm Still Here. There's, as you said, there's that hype about it. There's been that, and usually when that happens, it's, you know, it could be a given. So I'm Still Here. Best Animated Feature. Now, this is interesting because this could go a couple of ways. Let's look at the nominees. Yep. Flo, Inside Out 2, Memoir of a Snail, Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul, and The Wild Robot. Look, the one I've picked here, I've chosen with, not amazing confidence, but we'll see how we go. I've gone The Wild Robot.
Oh, well, this is interesting.
Oh. Hold on. Here we go. All right, Mr. Lee.
I've gone for Flo.
Yes. Yeah. This is where I was torn because I know it's had a Golden Globes win, the Spirit Awards.
Yes.
They're predicting could be the upset. So I don't know. Like that's I'm still backing The Wild Robot, but not with a great deal. I just think that it's lovable. I think, the animation was mind-blowing. So, I don't know. I don't know, Mr.
Oh, I would love to see Wallace and Gromit win it. I loved that movie. I watched it. I just love Wallace and Gromit. I think only because he's a dog as well, but I just really love that.
But how funny is it? We're not talking about the biggest movie of the year.
No, <we're not. laughs>
the biggest animated film of the year, Inside Out 2. It was incredible.
Yep. And it was the biggest animated film of the year. And it's good that it got a nom, but why is it we didn't pick it?
Well, Wild Robot or Flo, it's going to go to one of those two. Look, I wanted to choose Flo, but I'd already locked in my answer. So, looking further into it, hearing about the Golden Globe wins and whatnot, but hearing it could be the upset, but I'm going to stick to Wild Robot. I'm going to back it home. So we'll see how we go. We had to break this up, Mr. Lee, because we only got one more award left. One more. Oh, sorry, two more awards left.
Two.
This is the music too. So this is where my confidence should shine.
Yeah. You should.
All right, the best original score, Mr. Lee, can you run us through the nominees, please?
We have got The Brutalist, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Wicked, and The Wild Robot.
Mm.
And your pick?
I'm going The Brutalist here.
Wow, I've gone for The Wicked.
Oh, okay. So, wow, okay. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, I've gone
this
The Brutalist.
This is interesting.
I just think... with how big a film it's been,
yeah,
I just can't see it losing.
Wow, it'll be interesting.
I understand. I get it. Yes, with Ariana and Cynthia, yeah. I know that the soundtrack was amazing, but it's The Brutalist year, Mr. Lee. I think it's just I don't see the Wicked picking up many awards at all, to be entirely honest.
Well, I can remember when we used to do this on radio, you would always get the song and I would never get the song. The original score, anything like that. So I have every faith in you're going to win that one.
I don't know. Well, also on music, this is our final award. It is Best Original Song. We have El Mal for Emilia Perez, The Journey, the 6888, Like a Bird, Sing Sing, which in the early stages I was thinking, oh, that could be interesting. Mi Camino, Emilia Perez, and Never Too Late, Elton John, Never Too Late. So, Mr. Lee, you can go first if you'd like this time around.
Yeah, I'll go first, yep, because I actually was thinking about this and I just went, you know, what was the biggest song of the year? And I had no idea. So I've just gone for a male choir who are prisoners, and I thought, you know, how good would it be if Like a Bird, Sing Sing would win it? So I've gone for Sing Sing.
Well, I'm going to beg to differ here, Mr. Lee. And Sing Sing, yeah. we spoke about this just a few weeks ago, actually, about Sing Sing and the hype it was getting around original song. I'm going against it. I'm going El Mal from Emilia Perez for this one.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going away, Mr. Lee. I'm going away. So, yeah, I don't know. This could have gone a number of ways, but, yeah, Emilia Perez, it's the vibe. It's the vibe here. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, out of those 10 categories, we've only got 3 that are different, so. This is going to be very, very interesting.
It's on, Mr. Lee. It's on. Get those boxing gloves out. You'll be sitting there intently on Monday. See, wouldn't it be great if we had chosen all the same, predictions? Then it'd be very easy. We could just close this out today.
We could. Yeah. But what would the fun of be that? You know, like it'd be no fun at all.
So, the bet, Mr. Lee. The bet.
Yeah, what is it? And I have no idea what this is. So this is kind of, I hope it's nothing too bad because, you know, I am Grant. So I should be, you know,
if
something nice.
If you win, Mr. Lee.
Yes.
I have to watch The Minions. The Minions. You get to choose which Minion film I have to watch. Okay, I have to watch it in full.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
And then I have to come on Talking Flicks and tell everyone how amazing the film was.
Oh, okay. No, and I know what you've now picked for me.
Oh, yes. you know it. You know it. Now, if you happen to lose and I win, I'm going to pick you the best Tom Cruise film I can find.
Oh,
and you've got to watch it.
No.
Do you accept this, Mr. Lee? Do you accept it? I know you want to.
I do accept it.
And you have to come on and tell me how good the Tom Cruise film was.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know that's going to be like a horror time.
Oh,
you
I know. You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. Because I don't think you've said one nice thing about Tom Cruise in the, how many years we've been doing this?
Too many years.
Way too many years. Yeah. So,
God. That's, you know what? I know this will sound really bad. I'd rather be watching a horror. There you go.
Oh, this is going to be good. Well, it's obviously because I don't want to watch the Minions. I don't want to see those
yellow. You're the same deal. But you're the monsters. Same deal. You've hated the Minions for how many years as well?
I can't.
So it's not. Yeah, it's just the same as what I feel with the Tom Cruise movie.
I hear a trailer and I cringe. So you just have to sit through the whole freaking movie would really hurt me. But I'm holding on with my three predictions there that are going to get me home. So we'll find out on Monday, Mr. Lee. It's going to be It's going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be very good. I cannot wait to be hearing all about my favorite Minions. Oh,
I can't wait to be hearing about Tommy Cruise. And you know what? It's going to be great because it's not going to be how much you hate him. It's going to be how much you really enjoyed his movie. So, and when was the last time, just out of curiosity, Mr. Lee, you watched a Tom Cruise? You actually sat down and you put yourself through a Tom Cruise film. How long ago was it?
Well, I know I shouldn't brag, but it was The Mummy. Because I was in Sydney and I watched the Australian premiere where he was. So, yeah.
Well.
That was the last Tom Cruise movie.
I have a feeling that you'll be seeing another one next week. and the great thing is I get to pick it. So I'm going to have a think about the worst Tom Cruise film there is. And you can, yeah.
You've got a lot to choose from.
There's some really good ones. There's some really good ones. So
there are some. He is actually a good actor. I won't.
Don't tell me that.
This I just don't like him.
I don't want
you
saying
like
that
him.
Now.
I don't like you.
No, let's not. So that we'll unpack the winners next week on Talking Flicks. So it'll be next Friday. We'll go through and. We'll go through and see who. Well, we'll know pretty quickly, though, Mr. Lee. So, good luck to you.
We will know by about 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
I think so, and I'll get that Tommy Cruise film warmed up for you, Mr. Lee. Before we go, should we do a positive thought? What do you think?
Yes, please. I think we need it.
All right. Well, this is very simple. Positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. So, no negative thoughts. Ooh. I was trying to find a Tom Cruise one, but I didn't think about it. Tom Cruise says...
I could have done a Minions one for you. Oh, banana?
Oh, no. Goodness.
Don't. Yeah.
You're lucky this music's playing, otherwise I'll stop and do it. Mr. Lee, we are back again on Friday at midday, so I look forward to that. We'll unpack all the big movies this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas. Got some movie news. Can you tell us what's happening on the show? You got any spoilers for us? Any teasers for us on Friday before we go?
I have actually, because I have actually got some news that I thought you might be interested about with Will Smith, because we have been talking about him.
I think the song's about
to run
out.
And Zendaya.
Oh, cool.
And Zendaya. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's on Friday.
You'll
is
have
it?
To listen.
Oh, yes. Friday midday. Yes, thank you. Miss Lee, we've got to go. Bye.
Bye. Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au, or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.